I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer Section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, dozens of local artisans will be showing and selling their work at craft festivals this weekend, including one in Falmouth and one on Martha's Vineyard.
Well, on the island, it's the 22nd annual Labor Day Weekend Festival, and that's starting from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday, and then continuing from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, all at the Agricultural Hall in West Tisbury. What visitors are going to see there will include furniture, clothing, ceramics, jewelry, and fine art, and that's from both new and established artists on the vineyard. They've got live music that's going to play throughout the festival, and there's a small parking fee that's going to be donated to scholarships for local high school students who want to study art. Then in Falmouth, it's the 17th annual Craft Fair and Antique Show, and that's benefiting the Rotary Club of Falmouth Scholarship Fund. The event is going to include more than 60 artisans, collectors, and vendors from around New England and beyond, and they're going to have a mix of handcrafts, art, gift items, specialty foods, and vintage and repurposed items. There's going to be entertainment throughout the weekend there, too. The hours for that fair are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, and that happens at Marine Park on Scranton Avenue at Falmouth Harbor.
On Sunday night, two music series in Provincetown have big Labor Day weekend concerts. Tell us about this.
Well, the Great Music on Sundays at 5 concert series is at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House, and they're going to have pianist Paul Bisaccia and John Thomas in a Music from America North to South concert. The two of them perform four-hand duo piano arrangements, and they've got an 80-foot screen set up so audience members can watch their hands doing that. They're going to be playing music from the Americas, including music from Cuba, Brazil, Argentina, and by U.S. composers who were children of immigrants. Then at 6:30 p.m. down at Provincetown Town Hall, Broadway star Jessie Mueller is going to make her local debut in an interview concert event with Sirius Radio star Seth Rudetsky. Jessie won a Tony Award playing singer Carole King in the Broadway musical Beautiful and was just on Broadway starring in Waitress, which is a musical based on the movie about a pregnant pie maker.
On Nantucket, the aquarium is marking the end of summer with an unusual ceremony.
Well, the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket is going to hold its annual Animal Release Day, and that's happening from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Staff there is expecting to involve hundreds of children and families to help release, in a safe way because they're helping, different animals from the aquarium back into the harbor. That's going to include horseshoe crabs, triggerfish, dogfish, some smaller crabs, and other marine life.
And looking ahead, right after Monday's holiday, there are two big events starting, a sailing regatta in Provincetown and a film festival in Vineyard Haven.
Next Tuesday is the start of the three-day 16th annual Great Provincetown Schooner Regatta, and they've got at least 8 large sailing ships starting a race on Tuesday from Gloucester early that morning and then ending in Provincetown so visitors can watch them sail in. On Wednesday, there's going to be tours, sailings, or just viewings of the historic ships in the harbor. Then on next Thursday morning, there's going to be a parade of sail with those and some other smaller vessels, all celebrating the maritime history of Provincetown. And then over on Martha's Vineyard, it's the annual International Film Festival. That starts up with one movie each night next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then a full schedule at 2 theaters starting next Thursday, September 7th, and running through September 10th. The intent of that festival is to experience different cultures, so there's going to be about 40 films from close to 30 countries, most of those showing in their native language with subtitles.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.